Avalanche report for Friday the 4th of April 2025. Weakly bonded old snow and wet snow require caution. The danger of moist and wet avalanches will increase during the day. Earlier in the day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. Later in the day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. Earlier in the day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Furthermore, earlier in the day, between the tree line and 2,200-meter, we have a wet snow problem, especially in the aspects east to south to west. Furthermore, later in the day, between the tree line and 2,600-meter, we have a wet snow problem, especially in the aspects east to south to west. Furthermore, later in the day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released in isolated cases by individual winter sport participants. Such avalanche-prone locations are rare and are difficult to recognize. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on steep, little-used shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, in particular on southwest, north and east-facing slopes. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. As a consequence of warming during the day and the solar radiation, the likelihood of wet avalanches being released will increase significantly. Caution is to be exercised in particular on very steep sunny slopes below approximately 2,800 meters, as well as on very steep west-facing slopes below approximately 2,600 meters. Avalanches can in some cases release the saturated snowpack. Gliding avalanches can also occur, in particular on grassy slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. The older wind slabs can in isolated cases be released by small loads. Avalanches can in some cases be released in deep layers and reach medium size. Restraint should be exercised because avalanches can sweep people along and give rise to falls. And now the snowpack. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack, especially on little-used west, north and east-facing slopes. This applies on shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Sunshine and high temperatures will give rise to increasing and thorough wetting of the snowpack over a wide area in all aspects below approximately 2,600 meters. The surface of the snowpack will freeze to form a strong crust and will soften earlier than the day before. As a consequence of firm wind, wind slabs formed in the last few days, especially adjacent to ridgelines. More recent wind slabs are lying on soft layers. This applies especially on shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. The snowpack will be subject to considerable local variations at intermediate altitudes. Below the tree line, a little snow is lying. We have the following danger patterns: DP.10, springtime scenario, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Saturday, the 5th of April 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.